need hugs. I pray. I do. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
An inspiration show.
Inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Be Inspired show right here in the building. I hope everyone is good and everything is fantastic. You know, if you're tuning in the morning, welcome. In the evening, welcome. Whatever time of the day, welcome to the Be Inspired show. I am your one and only, the Gentle Moon. Like, obviously, I keep calling myself that, but I haven't had a chance to explain what it means yet. But don't worry. There will be a show where I just entitled it The Gentleman, where I explain the whole concept of being a gentleman. So for now, just know that I am the Gentleman, and there's a big meaning behind that. And actually, you know the funny thing, man? You can actually prove what it means. You know, I can actually prove what my name actually means. It's not something I just made up, but there's actually proof that obviously that shows what's the whole concept of being a gentleman. But obviously, yes, that's what gentleman is about. There'll be a time and day where I explain the whole concept of being a gentleman, because I feel like every man should be a gentleman, only if you understand what it means in the first place. But anywho, so our topic today is called Mindset is Everything. So basically what that means is that, you know, if you want to do something, you must change the way you think. If you want to be successful, you must change the way you think. The thing is, you cannot see people who are successful and then you see yourself and then you think that, no, they're in a higher level than you. It's not that. It's just that they changed the way they think. They changed their mindset and they made a plan and now they're successful. At the end of the day, we're all humans. We all have one heart, everything. Just, we all have humans. I mean, same blood cells, same red blood cells, white blood cells, two eyes, everything. It proves that we're all human. The only difference is the way we think. Yeah. The way we think is what separates us as human beings. So if you change your mindset, you will definitely see the kind of impact that it has on you. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But now, obviously, I'm not alone in the studio. You know, I have a special guest speaker over here. It goes by Channel 5. He obviously is going to explain to us why it means or why he came up with it. But my point is this, he will explain to us what it does, where it comes from, all the stuff. So I'm going to give him the platform to introduce himself and tell us more about who Channel 5 is, right?
Okay. Okay, what's up, world, and everyone listening? Uh-huh. Hope you're having a good day wherever you're at. Mm-hmm. As you heard Gentle Moon say that my name is Tello 5. Okay, I'll break that down a little bit before I explain other stuff about myself. So basically, Tello 5, it's actually, I've had this name for I think since the beginning of the year. And how it came about is that me and my brother, there was a time that we're watching a movie. And the title of the movie was called Hustle.
Hustle?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it, okay? Huh?
You know it, right?
Yeah.
The one way, these con artists and all.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
So, okay, that movie, it actually gave us an idea and we started joking about being con artists.
Oh, okay. Oh, so this is how I started.
Because recently I was hacked on Instagram. So I was frustrated.
You were hacked?
I was hacked.
Wow.
Yes,
sorry about
it.
That
happens a lot these days. So I thought of okay, if it's gonna be done to me, I'm gonna learn how to do it to others. But okay, that was wrong of me.
Yeah, but
the name
bench right
up
there, bro, you know.
So I spoke to my cousin about it, being a con artist, and he was like, okay, you can do that, but if you wanna be a con artist, you must have a name.
Okay.
Like an incognito name. So I went with the name. I thought of the name Tello. I don't know why, but it just rang. It just, in that moment when he asked me to come up with a fake name, that's the first name I thought of. So
Tello.
I was why don't I go with that? And then the five in the Tello, it's basically also with I know about spirituality. So the five is actually my life path number.
Oh,
If you know what a life path number is.
No, don't have a clue what it is. What is it?
So a life path number is like your date of birth. Like you calculate your date of birth. Like you add up the numbers. Mm. Like let's say for example, 16th of June 1990.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna say 1 + 6 + 6 + 1 + 9 + 9 + 0.
Oh, okay.
Then let's say if it gives you the number, let's say 32, for example.
Mm.
You like break it down to a smaller number. So you say 3 + 2, which is equals to 5.
Oh.
So everyone has a life path number. So that's
that's interesting. Okay, fine. Okay, now we know what Tell of 5 came from. Okay, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, my name is Tell of 5. I do poetry. I'm a writer too, and I also do some music here and there, but mainly, poetry.
Poetry.
For now. Yes.
Ah, man, that is so much. You know, the thing is, poetry has power, you know.
Yes,
poetry has power, even though those words, they're so mixed up there.
Yeah.
But if you get to understand it, it usually has power.
Yeah,
so poetry comes with understanding, not just also reading. It's like also like, you know, William Shakespeare.
Yeah,
if you understand his books, you know, they're powerful.
Yeah.
Only if you understand.
Yeah.
So poetry does have power, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But now, what made you to, or what inspired you to actually do poem or poetry, should I say?
Okay, poetry, let me say, my road to writing started when, like, I was a teenager, so, like, I'll say grade 8, 9. So, I used to do, like, diary entry here and there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I started writing. And then how I started writing poems was actually through my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay. 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 I got you.
Hopefully she's not hearing me.
I got you.
But the credit is to her. Cause I used to write before, but she's the one who, like, made me write more.
Oh, so she like, inspired you.
Yeah, she's the one who inspired me.
Like, inspiration to write poetry.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. No, carry to her.
Carry to her. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't really be writing poetry like that.
You know, like, I heard one of your poems, so I can tell that, you know, it comes from the heart, you know?
I get it.
Okay, so listen, ladies and gentlemen, that is Tell of 5. Obviously, he explained his name and what it does. So I think now it's best for us to jump into our first song. Then when I come back and continue. As we interview the one and only poetic guy in the building, Mr. Tell of 5. So, obviously, our topic today is mindset is everything. So, he's going to tell us everything about what a mindset is about. So, let's jump into our first song. And then when you come back, we're going to jump into the whole concept of mindset is everything. And so, maybe he will inspire us to understand why mindset is everything. So, our first song of the day is by Capital King. And it's called Don't Wanna Wake Up. I will see you after this. Stuck in the dreams, so don't keep sleeping. So numb, I feel no pain at all. So let's just be for life and deep. One night, one chance, that's all. We'll be right back. Welcome back, boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen. Same thing, just different names. The same thing. It's Hello 5. Thank you for coming to the Be Inspired Show. So let's jump into our topic of mindset is everything. So the first question to you, Mr. Yeah. Tello 5. Hey, thank you so much. Tello. It says mindset. What has changing the way you think done for you?
Wait, please repeat that.
I'm saying the question is, what has changing the way you think?
Changing the way I think. Yeah, like changing my mindset.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, and actually, okay, I'll just. Okay, it's basically I'm going to explain like the shift that happened to me.
Okay,
from. Should I say November, December to this year?
Okay, no.
Yeah, like,
fantastic.
I feel like my mind, there was a time where like. Okay, I wouldn't say what I was addicted to, but I'll use but I'll use that. There's a time like I was addicted to something, like I made it like a regular habit, like the whole of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit it in June. Not June. What am I saying? June is this month. I quit it in November.
Of last year?
Yeah, November and December. I was off it for 2 months.
Okay.
And then it's like, when I quit, that was actually to prove to myself that I can actually survive without having that in my life. So that like made my mind shift in a way, changed my mindset, how I think.
Is it?
Because I realized that now I can actually fulfill the goals I want to achieve. Hence, like, also I started the channel that I have on YouTube. I started it in Feb, which was also like around the time of the change of mindset. So me actually voicing my poetry out there is actually the start, actually, when I would say it's an example of my change of mindset, because before I would have a lot of poetry and I would write, but I never like had the, should I say, the confidence or the courage to actually voice it out to the world.
Wow. Okay.
So the change of mindset in that.
So that's what changing your mindset has done for you in your life.
Yes, yeah.
I mean,
that's why I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. Respect. No, no. That's powerful, man. That's really powerful.
Yeah.
Obviously, it just shows that changing your mindset also changes your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, someone once said to me that you are what you think.
Yes, very true. Very true. I agree with that.
So obviously, what we think is what we become.
Yeah.
Because everything comes from the mind to the physical. You know?
Yes.
I always say this: before something is created or drawn, it's first thought of.
Thoughts create your reality.
That's deep right there. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thoughts create your reality.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like you know what gentleman means, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, when you think of something in the, when you think of something, for example, I say in the spiritual because it's not out yet.
Yeah.
It is very easy and it's very simple to think of a day,
yeah.
But it's very hard to initiate it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So obviously, that is why most people who are successful change the way they think,
yes.
And that's where they end up. You know, like your Bill Gates, your Elon Musk, all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you even Virgin Company, I mean that guy, I once read his book.
What's his name? Richard Branson.
Yeah. I want to read his book. The guy was poor, eh?
Yeah. I've also read that small book.
Yeah, that small book.
Yeah, I've also read that book. And I read that when I was young.
Exactly. Like, also me.
At that time, I still hated reading. I was like forcing myself because in school, like my teacher, forces to read books that, like novels, and I don't like reading books without information or a lesson. So.
Now, like in that book, the guy was sharing about the last story, you know.
Yeah.
You can tell that the guy, he was poor, all the stuff, but all he had to do for him to change his lifestyle situation was what? Change his mindset.
Yeah.
Because when you change his mindset, it also changed him as a human being.
Because I would say that rich people, they don't have a poverty mindset.
Exactly.
They think rich.
I'm getting inspired right now.
rich people think rich, you know.
Yeah, you gotta say it. So, yeah. Now let's move on. So, as you can see now, next question.
Yeah.
Do you believe that having a different mindset has the power to change a person's circumstances?
the power to change your mindset. Yes, I do believe that.
Do you believe that having a different mindset has the power to change a person's circumstances?
Yes, I do believe so. Okay. I'll say that because as we're speaking now, we say that thoughts and reality are closely related, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So if let's say if we to like make a survey, okay, not a survey, like a lab test, and like let's say we like put two children, right, and give them two different mindsets, like feed them with, let's say, one child with positive information about themselves, like tell them you're beautiful, can do anything you want, and take another child, put them and tell them like you can't make it, you're not beautiful, all those negative stuff. And if you actually present like let's say a test to both of them, the one that you have fed the positive information with is more likely to succeed, just merely because of the fact that they believe in themselves because you believed in them. Remember that what people also tell you impacts you heavily.
Yeah.
So what people tell you is how you think of yourself. So like let's say for example, if I say gentleman is such a gentleman, you think you go home and be like, oh, I'm a, you know, they said I'm a gentleman, and then now even if you're not a gentleman, now you start thinking you're a gentleman. The next step is you start being a gentleman. So that I would say it's related.
So words move people.
Yes.
Not only literally, but also physically.
Yes, also physically.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay, now before we jump into our second song, I mean, this thing is too deep right now, you know?
Yeah.
It's very inspiring, you know? So, question is to you is staying positive a good mindset to have, even though sometimes things are tough?
I would say yes, staying positive is actually key, because each time you fail or something doesn't go your way, that's when you actually really need the positivity in your life. That's when it plays a role, like that's when it plays an important role in your life. When you're actually down and you actually think of it in a positive way, like, okay, I failed, but this failing is an opportunity for me to begin begin again more intelligently. It's not like you just found a way that won't work. It's not that it didn't work. When you failed, you actually found a way that won't work. So actually, when you take in failure, I feel like people should take failure like more positively, because it also builds you, you know, gives you the strength. Because if you don't think positively in negative circumstances, if you think negative in negative circumstances, that will bring you even more down. You'll suffer more. You'll be filled with a whole lot of negative emotions. So even if it's a rainy day, you just know that the sun is still shining and you still have your smile, even though, you know, you're frowning.
Yeah, I get
you.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
No, it's a good thing. But also, I agree with you. But just to add on, I also feel like people also have a big impact on you.
Yes, sir.
For example, if you do fail, obviously, I think it's not easy to motivate yourself.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. It might seem easy, but it's not easy, actually.
Yeah.
That's why you need people who love you, to bring you up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why discipleship is very crucial, if I'm speaking in a Christian-based term, you know, what I'm saying, of the Bible.
Yeah.
Because the disciples are always there for each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So if one is demotivated, I want to motivate the other one.
Yeah,
so the other ones, they keep motivating each other up, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why having a team is also a good thing, because you help each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, like, I feel like, yes, staying positive is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like you also need people around you to motivate you.
Because
I would like to, if when a negative thought hits you, it's not that easy to get it off.
True.
You get what I'm saying? It's not easy. I'm not saying it's impossible. It's not easy.
Yes.
You know, because now you're fighting yourself now. You know?
Yeah.
Because especially when things are going bad and your symptoms are going bad, all you see is like, yo, what's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
Well, 1 minute things are going bad and they're not getting better. They're going worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Because that's what it appears to you.
Yeah.
So obviously during those times, it's not easy to actually think positive.
Yeah, I know it's not easy.
Yeah.
But then what I would let me catch you. What I would advise probably for people like. Because I've realized there's some people who, like, they go through, like, something and they don't, like, they just don't want to tell it to anyone.
Yeah, you know? They keep themselves, yes.
So what advice for you, if you feel like you don't want to tell anyone, like, we have the internet.
The internet?
Yeah, you can get motivation from the internet if you want. You can get anything you want.
Just go Google motivation.
You know how many motivational Instagram you just go through, you can find...
A lot of motivational
pages.
They post the stuff different.
Mm-hmm. So
people, yeah.
You can find actually support like on media. That's why I advise people like, yes, we all have media as the youth, but what are you using it for? Using it to grow yourself, or are you using it to see the trends that everyone else is seeing and follow that, like, you know, like sheep, like, you know, yeah, that I'm a piano TikTok song is booming, that dance, and everyone is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is dope to, like, okay, take part in that, but you should know that what you're using social media for. I feel like that's also another thing that people should be aware of.
Fantastic. No, thank you for that. I think this was something that I should be aware of myself.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously, it's thing about social media, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, these shows could be inspired, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then right there, what we do, yeah, we try to inspire, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're not trying to change, we're not trying to completely change the world, but we're trying to put a foot in the world by doing something small, you know.
Yeah.
Because it is the small things that make a big difference, even though you can't see them.
Yes.
They do make a difference, even though you can't see them. So obviously, that's why we were trying to inspire people out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We live in a world where people have their own opinions. It's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Everyone has their own opinions. You know?
True, we think different.
We all think differently. Why? Because we all have different mindsets.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
So all I'm trying to do here is trying to inspire people.
Yeah.
To let them know that even though they seem alone in the world, they're not alone.
True.
So yes, now let's, you know, thank you for that. Now that's the end of first session. I think I'm very thirsty. Aren't you thirsty, bro? Are you thirsty?
Yeah, I'm thirsty. I've been talking all
Oh God! Okay. Now I think it's time for us to get water there. You know, refreshing up. So while we go get some water, by there, let's leave you the second song by Lisa Henrich. It's called No More, and we're gonna see you after this.
Trumpet rising now. The hearts of our fathers in us crying out. For the lives that were stolen, the hope held in chains, we are declaring enough in Jesus' name. Choose life.
what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the song by Lisa Henrich, No More. Obviously, we'll be speaking to Mr. Tello 5 over here. He's been telling us about his mindset, obviously. I'm pretty sure in the first session, he told you his life experience, you know. I'm hoping that you're all inspired by that, because it just shows that if you change your mind, you can change your circumstances. Because his whole life changed after, well, this girl.
You went so far.
Okay, so let's continue. Okay. So Tello 5. Too much.
Yeah.
So the question to you is, what motivates you to keep doing what you're doing? Like, what motivates you?
Okay. Like the same reason is as like your reason. I said the reason I keep doing what I'm doing, first thing is to inspire.
To inspire, yeah. Like right now here, the being inspired, yeah. So we're inspiring. Yeah.
To inspire. Another thing is to lead by example, because this is something my brother told me back when we were like teenagers, and back in the complex we used to stay in, like, I would be the one to like influence like the whole crew that we had. If like I'm like, if they say an idea and like I agree with it, then the others agree with it. So he said that I have the capability of being a leader, and I actually saw that this year by trying it out with people, and it did work. So I'll say.
So they're all right.
Leading by
example.
So
you do have a capability of being a leader. No, so, I respect that, bro.
Yeah, it's actually leading by example and actually helping people find their passion and purpose.
Okay.
In life. Yeah.
You know, just to everyone, being a leader is something awesome. I feel like everyone is born to be a leader,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's who choose to be a leader.
Yeah,
that lead, you know.
And you know, the nice part about being a leader is that me and you can be leaders in the room, but we'll lead differently.
Exactly.
You'll find you lead by connecting with people and, like, you know, making jokes and making them feel more comfortable. And probably I lead by probably intellectual conversations with people and, you know, advising them. So
yeah,
exactly. We all have the ability to lead. It's just that we do it differently.
Yeah, obviously. Know? I mean, we all think differently. So
yeah.
Obviously, we lead differently.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I always say this. I can sing what you're singing,
mm-hmm.
but I can't sing how you're singing it.
True.
You
yeah,
what I'm saying?
True.
So
yeah.
Obviously, we can all lead, but we can't lead the same way as others were leading.
Yeah.
You
true.
See. So, now, that's fantastic. What I wanted to add on was, you know, being a leader, it requires time and effort.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you can put time on a person's life,
mm-hmm.
even if you give them 5 minutes of your time,
yeah,
you can actually impact them very hard.
Yes.
Because we live in a world where everyone's busy.
Yeah.
We're all busy, but yeah.
Every day,
Sunday to Sunday, actually.
Yeah.
We're all busy. So
yeah.
we tell ourselves that we don't have time to obviously impact someone's life just
yeah.
by giving them time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not true, but that's what we tell ourselves. And,
yeah.
and since that is what we tell ourselves,
yeah.
that's what we believe, because we tell ourselves that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like the best way to make an impact on a person's life. It's time.
Time. Yeah.
Spend time with them.
True.
Talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to them.
Yeah.
Hear them out. Because they will open up to you.
Yeah, they will.
You get what I say?
Yeah.
You know, so it all takes time. So mm-hmm. the best concept of being a leader is time.
Yeah.
It is time, because I don't like to. Time is not easy. I mean, we see time flying just because we are doing something that
yeah.
we like, enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing. When you do something you enjoy, time flies.
Fast, yeah.
When you do something that you don't enjoy, oh, time takes long.
Yeah. That's why Mandela, long walk to freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
But no, time moves the same way, mm-hmm. at the same length or whatever the case may be. It's just you, how
the
you take it.
The emotion behind
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's up to you, see.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, that was fantastic, man. So, next question, Mr. Tello 5. Tello. Yeah. What advice would you give the young people out there, or anyone out there, about changing their mindset?
Okay, the advice I'll give to someone about changing mindset. Okay, I'll start off by saying that when you actually start thinking about transforming your life, I would say that it can take you 10 years to transform your life, but the moment when your life transforms, it just takes a second for it to happen.
Hmm. Wow.
So there's a journey towards the changing. So what I would advise people that are trying to change for the better is take time with yourself.
Hmm.
There's no one rushing. You have to be patient and understanding with yourself. Like, you understand your... This is the time where, like, you should analyze yourself, like your strengths and your flaws. And when you, after analyzing your strengths and flaws, find strategies to strengthen your strengths and find ways to uplift your weaknesses from being weaknesses.
Hmm.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Good stuff happening, yeah. Hey.
So you actually focusing on your traits will build your mindset, because let's say if you tell yourself, okay, I'm a social person, that's my strength, but my weakness is that I'm selfish. Let me say, example is I'm selfish. So you can build upon the social facts. Instead of looking at the fact that you're just selfish, you can be like, you know what, this month I'm at least try to make 2 or 3 good friends in my life.
Okay.
You know, that's to uplift your strength. And with you being selfish, to uplift yourself from that weakness, from being selfish, would be like, you know what, let me just donate some of the clothes that I don't wear to like a church or like whatever foundation you want to do that. So I feel like with actually wanting to transform your life, you must change your actions. It's actually the little actions that build who you are. You know, sometimes like I would help someone and they don't say thank you. And I see that as a form of, as much as it's just a small word, thank you, but I see it as a form of disrespect, because I helped you and I'm not asking you for money or anything. So the least you can say is thank you. And always like, thank you, please, sorry. People take them for granted.
Yeah,
you see, that's why I'm saying like small actions actually help you with your transformation. So if you really want to change, focus on like the small actions that you do. Like, you know, like before I actually changed my mindset, I realized when, let's say, when I meet new people and I greet them, like I never used to look at them in the eye. And it's not because like I'm trying to be rude to them or anything, it's just that I was not that confident about myself. So, you know, when you start like getting out of that, you actually start, you know, now I can look someone in the eye, like, and shake them and, you know, smile, give off a smile, because you know, you must also make an impression when you meet someone. So it's actually the little actions that you should actually change for you to transform your life. Like, make small partake in like small good habits. Like, you're gonna say like, to be social today, I'm gonna greet at least 20 strangers. It doesn't take you much to go to a stranger, as you pass them, say hello or hi. From those 20 strangers, you can find someone who's gonna take you far in life. So, yeah, I'd say it's the small actions that actually trigger the mindset.
Yeah, yeah. I think I said this a while ago. I said like the small things make a big impact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because even though you can't see them, doesn't mean they don't impact for you.
Yeah.
You know, like saying thank you is actually it's a very big thing for some of us. You know, some people it's very big, some people it's not big, but some people it's really big. So, I always say to my friends most of the time, mm-hmm. I always tell them, be the better man.
Yeah.
Because Christ was a better man in any situation, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Just because someone did wrong to you doesn't mean does not mean you must retaliate.
Yeah.
Because now if you retaliate, you're not better than them.
Yeah.
You're just the same as them.
Even worse.
You cannot say. You're just the same as them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just to add on that, you know Batman, right?
Yes.
It's not DC. I was watching this other movie of Batman once. Actually, this is a cartoon movie.
Yeah.
There was one, someone asked him, why don't you kill the Joker?
Yeah.
And he answered, because if I kill him, then I'm just like him.
Yeah.
I'm just like him.
And most superheroes never focused on killing the villain. All they focused on is stopping the villain.
Exactly. Why? Because they don't want to be like him. They don't want to be different from them.
Yeah.
So if you retaliate by doing the same thing they done to you, then that doesn't make you a better person.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Always be the better man in most situations.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see how much you will see how much people appreciate you.
Yeah.
Just for that, you know. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, last question, and then before we go, you know, I think time is flying now.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go, you can leave us with the poem there, right?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So the question I have for you, Mr. Teller 5, he says, what benefit has thinking differently given you?
Thinking differently, okay. Thinking
what benefits do they give you? Like, what benefits do they give you?
I'd say, peace of mind.
Give it peace of mind.
Like when you actually, you know, transform for the better, you accept yourself since you see that you can actually change for the better. So that's very welcoming to just to sit down and just think about it.
Mm.
You know, I would say that it's really comforting.
Is it?
You know.
So give it peace of mind.
Yeah, it gives me peace of mind. Like the change of mindset. Also, like, it has made me like less depressed in a way, in a sense, the change of mindset, because you know, depression is a negative, it's inclined to negative emotions when you think of negative stuff.
True.
You think of your past heartbreak and whatnot. These days, I don't look at relationship at like, okay, I hate that girl. I'll be like, okay, let me try to see what I got out of the relationship, even though we broke up,
because you
meet everyone for a reason.
True.
I mean, there's a reason you dated them, even if you might question yourself, why did I date them? But there's a reason. So even like with the change, the positive change, like has even made me, it just made me more considerate about people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like saying, like when I look you in the eye, like when I greet you, it makes you as the person I'm greeting feel like you acknowledge, like, yes, I see you. Rather than when I greet you and I'm not looking at you, it's like, okay, you're here and I'm here. Okay, I'm just greeting you just to greet you. You know, greets like in a different type of way. Like it has changed my way of seeing others. It has made me more empathetic and understanding.
Wow.
That is
fantastic. You know, I feel like time is going, and then I appreciate you coming.
Yeah.
Before we go, like, I feel like the audience wants to hear the poem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're saying you're the poet to the guy, all this stuff. You know, you got inspiration from your let me say this. So you want to hear?
Her name is Angel, by the way.
Oh, look at that! Oh, okay.
Shout out to her if she hears this.
Hey, Angel, thank you very much. Yeah. So now, obviously, since Angel inspired you to write poetry, so now give us a hint of this wonderful poetry that she inspired you to continue doing after.
Okay, should I like recite the poem?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, but first I'll explain like
what's the poem about. Cool, please, yes.
Okay, so first of all, before I say the poem, you can check me out on YouTube at Kidom Consciousness.
Uh-huh.
Can check me out there. That's where I drop my poetry and my other videos. So the poem that I'm gonna say right now is it's called Passion, Pain and Pleasure. And okay, this one Yeah, really, you can hear from
the pleasure. You know, we got the passion, we got the pain, but the pleasure. It gives us so much things to think of.
So this one, like, yeah. Okay, because you can tell it was about a girl. Mm-hmm. So, and I was actually writing this, like, actually the content is passion, pain, and pleasure. Like how one person, like, you might love them so passionately, but like they can break you, which creates pain for you. But when you guys, you know, the pleasure part, should I really jump into that? You know that, like, I won't explain that, you know. But yeah, basically, you know, three emotions that like one person can make you feel because of the love you have for them. So, okay, let me play the beat now. I'm gonna just go on right now.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah. Passion, Pain, and Pleasure by Tello 5. I'll protect you like my sister. Respect you like a father. Take care of you like a mother. I'll be there when you need me. We'll kiss like lovers. Hold each other tight with a firm grip, with no intentions of letting go. If you let go, it'll leave a mark. Permanent scars invisible to the naked eye. Reveal yourself to me. No secrets, don't hide. Just unseal and come naked. Daring enough to create a family with you. Passion, pain, and pleasure. My heart utters those three words for you. Pure pain with a dash of smiles and blank hearts. You're the apple of my eye. American pie with a pinch of salt. A bittersweet heart, all that squeezing pleases you. Mouth full of taste, golden sunshine and yellow lemons. Passion, pain and pleasure. My heart utters those three words for you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was dope, you know. I'm hearing my American pies. Some other rhymes over there. American pie. Okay. No, that is fantastic. You know, my heart utters, you know. Okay, no, it's fine.
You're the one who wanted this one. You're the one who chose.
Yeah, no, I liked it, you see. So obviously, I went to check you up by your side.
Why did you like it?
I went and checked up by your side, and then I checked the passion, pain, and pleasure. I'm like, oh.
What makes you like it?
No, obviously, I could feel your emotion over there, you know.
Yeah.
I could feel what you were trying to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I experienced it, but I said I can understand what you were trying to tell her. Obviously, yeah. Obviously, even in your title, Passion, Pain, and Pleasure, mm-hmm. obviously you're passionate about her.
Yeah,
and obviously,
yeah,
which led to that painful.
Yeah.
The pleasure part, I'm not going to say anything about it by now. So,
yeah.
So obviously, no, the thing is, it was raw. You know what I'm saying? It was... Mm-hmm. It was the truth, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy to express what a person makes you feel.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And you express to the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it takes courage for that.
Yeah.
It takes dedication for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, maybe there are people out there who experienced the same thing you did.
Yeah.
And they'll literally do understand, they're able to relate. You know what I'm saying? And maybe also, you know, when it comes to the pain, also come, you know, get you killed. I mean, relax.
Yeah.
So no, mm-hmm. for me, what hit me about that poem was the fact that it was real.
Okay, thank you.
It was real. I mean, it's one thing to write poems, it's something to write a poem that's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because some poems are just fiction.
Yeah, true.
You see, this was emotional.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So, Angel, wherever you are, we thank you for that.
But the poem wasn't about it, though. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. Wherever
she's
going to be like coming for love. Okay, no. Just want to clarify it out there that it ain't her. I mean, the one that I wrote this one for, she knows it herself, so I don't need to say it.
I'm saying thanks to Angel for inspiring to do so, you know. I'm not saying it's for her, I was just saying, I mean, she lit the light, you know.
I was just making it clear, because she might be there thinking, that's for me, but in actuality, nah.
Okay, to Tello 5, thank you for coming. I appreciate you having you. Hopefully, yeah. I'll see you again, you know,
yeah.
with the whole crew, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm sure it's a crew, you know.
Yeah.
Because where this team is Conquest.
Yeah.
Because they're a team conquer, you know. Mm-hmm. So basically, thanks for coming. So before I announce our last song, I'd like to say what I always say in my The Being Inspired show. The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable. Mm. But everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. So now that is how I love and leave you. That is how we love and leave you.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you can tune in again next time. So this is Being Inspired Show, The Gentle Moon, with this awesome guest taken to 5 over here. So we're going to leave you this song here by Cross Encounter, Your Love. And I'm going to see you next time. Cheers.
Enjoying the show?
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us.
Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.
Jesus.